Hello and welcome back to another edition of the K-Pop-Rama Podcast. I'm your host, Ganonman, and for today's episode, we're going to be talking about a topic that, I mean, if you've seen the podcast title of this week's show, you will probably see pretty quickly that it's very, very direct and very blunt, and it is the topic, or I guess the leading question, I should say, of the fact that you might fall out of love with K-pop one day, and that is totally okay. And we're going to talk about that on today's episode. But before we get into that, of course, if you like the podcast and you like what we do, don't forget to like, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. We're available on just about any podcast platform to think of, and for an Apple Podcast, don't forget to subscribe with a 5-star rating on the podcast. That helps it a lot. And last but not least, our social media will be in the podcast description below. Now, with all that being said, let's get into this very direct and blunt topic. Okay, so to start, I'm sure a lot of you listeners out there are probably wondering why on earth I chose such a loaded statement to be the topic of the podcast today. Now, there's two reasons to that. Reason one, I have kind of the logic whenever I make like podcast ideas that the juicier the topic, the more interesting the podcast will be. So hopefully this podcast will be interesting for you guys on that front, because I mean, you know, this topic's juicy as is. But reason number two for creating this show this week is because, quite frankly, I was inspired by a video that I saw on YouTube that talked about the last great era of K-pop. Now, if you look on YouTube right now, you could see dozens or even more than dozens of video essays talking about how this era of K-pop is the last great one and everything else in the future will not be as good. Look, this is something that isn't like a new thing, like a new topic, but this particular video essay by the YouTube creator named Mera caught my attention for a lot of reasons. Just as some bit of admin, I will link her video down in the description, because, well, quite frankly, I think it would only be right because I'm gonna be referencing her video a lot on today's show. But in that video, she talked about a lot of interesting things because of just the way she talked about how, at least over the past year anyway, in the K-pop fandom, there's this constant feeling of disappointment over recent releases that K-pop groups have released in the past 12 months. And, you know, this dissatisfaction, unfortunately, is coming from this feeling from the fan base that, you know, groups with their releases are not really being innovative enough in their music, or they just simply feel that the K-pop group that they're following just lost that spark or that creative edge or that X factor that made, you know, that group so unique. And, you know, I'm sure for a lot of K-pop fans out there, this X factor is kind of the main reason why they followed the group to begin with. So, you know, these are very important and pretty notable reasons as to why people would feel this way. And this kind of combines into, you know, Mera's, you know, proposition for the video, saying that people are saying and feeling that this is the last great era of a group, or at least for this generation of K-pop groups anyway. Now, for me personally, now this is just my personal opinion anyway. I understand that, you know, Mera's opinion and, I mean, Mara's opinion and other people's opinion might be different, but for me, I've personally enjoyed the music that has come out in the past year, but in general, I can totally understand where people are coming from. You know, I'm sure for a lot of people who listen to K-pop, part of the reason why they even got into this to begin with is because of how innovative the songs are and just how both aurally and visually stunning, like, every single song seems to be from any K-pop group in general. Like, that's, I'm sure for a lot of people, like, that's kind of like a big catalyst into them becoming a K-pop fan. And, you know, people eventually, you know, start supporting groups for the long haul. And, you know, when a group inevitably gets into this position, you know, it's kind of, it's very understandable why people would feel this strongly about a group when they feel that, you know, their music or their releases of late have been not up to par, at least from their opinion. And, you know, when you look at this from a more wider industry perspective, you see companies, you know, feeling the pressure from, you know, fans wanting to see new innovative content. So in turn, they always push the envelope on innovation when it comes to groups and what they do for every comeback that they do every few months. I think especially in the past 2 to 3 years or so, I would definitely say that trends or concepts definitely go by a lot quicker than before. Like, and what I mean by that is, like, you know, for example, like, back in 2020, for example, everyone was doing, like, this retro concept that feels very 80s/70s inspired, and everyone was doing it. Like, everyone. Like, I can think of people, like, Twice, BTS, there's probably other groups. You know, there was this general trend of doing retro content. And then all of a sudden, when you fast forward a year, boom, everyone's doing something else. And, you know, this really, to be honest, isn't really new in the K-pop world. But, I think Mara says this in the video as well, but I definitely agree that concepts definitely fly by quick and everyone is just on to the next big thing and hoping that it becomes the next viral thing to come out on social media. And, you know, that being said, I don't necessarily think innovation is a bad thing. I personally think that innovation is part of the reason why K-pop is in the position that it is. But with any attempt to innovate on something, especially on something that is both a successful formula and system, sometimes things are risky. You know, sometimes some concepts or some styles that a company would, you know, have their groups do might not work out. Sometimes they do, other times they do not, and they crash and burn, and everyone can see that, which I think is something to keep in mind with this kind of thing. But really, to go back to what Mara was talking about in her video, the question still stands, is this current generation of K-pop part of the last great era of K-pop? Now, I think personally, in my opinion, I don't think we are in any, like, last great era of K-pop by any means. In fact, I personally feel, in my personal opinion, and I might be wrong, so, you know, please keep that in mind because this is just my opinion on the matter, but I personally feel like K-pop is in a very interesting and arguably very exciting position, because right now, I think K-pop is in the process of further solidifying its position in the music world. And I say this because, at least here in the US anyway, I can't speak for all of other countries around the world, but at least here in the US anyway, K-pop, I think, is definitely becoming more mainstream. And that in of itself is a sign that K-pop is becoming incredibly popular here in the States. I mean, there's like tons of examples of this. I mean, the fact that songs from BTS and Blackpink get played in commercial ads, like in the background, pretty often here nowadays is quite remarkable, to be totally honest. Because, like, if we go back in time to, like, in 2019, for example, and that's when I first started to get into, like, K-pop and K-dramas and whatnot, like, you would never hear BTS on the radio or on TV or even at all, to be totally honest with you. Like, it... Like, I feel like at that time, like, I know, like, K-pop, even back in 2019, was getting really popular in the US, but I feel like if you compare the popularity of K-pop in 2019 to what it is now, like, it's just incomparable. Like, popularity now, I mean, I misspoke before, but in 2022, is huge. Like, it's, like, the highest it's ever been, in my opinion. And I think... No matter what people say, because I know people out there, like, just don't like K-pop on principle, which is whatever at this point, like, that's kind of just how it is. But I think no one can say at this point, here in 2022, that K-pop is not a hipster interest anymore. It is no longer a niche interest any longer, at least in terms of pop music anyway. Now, whether or not that... you know, is like a long-term thing that we'll see for like the next 10 to 15 years. We'll have to see. Time will decide and we'll just see what happens. But as of right now, like, K-pop is definitely something that is very mainstream. And really, just saying all of this, like, it makes you think, like, oh, like, maybe this isn't really like the last great era of K-pop at all. Like, you could say that this time in history, at least in current history anyway, for K-pop, like, it's a really good time to be a K-pop fan right now. Now, that just begs the question, right? Like, why would people feel that this particular era of K-pop that we're in, like, we're transitioning out of right now, is the last one? Like, why do people feel this way about the state of K-pop right now? Now, when we think about this, Mera makes a very interesting comment in her video where she describes the K-pop fandom experience and how it's... I found this metaphor to be so interesting and funny at the same time because it is so true to so many levels. She basically said that, you know, being a K-pop fan is kind of like being a sports fan, but with more glitter. Which is 100% such an accurate comparison. It is ridiculous. Like, this, it is so true. Like, this comment is so interesting to me because, like, you know, outside of K-pop, I like sports. Like, I'm a sports fan. I support a sports team, like, multiple sports teams, actually. And I can tell you, as someone who avidly loves sports, like, part of the reason why I transitioned into being a K-pop fan just so easily is because just the way the fandoms work in both worlds, if you will, both K-pop and sports, work in very similar ways. Like, granted, yes, look, are the things that they support different and the way that they believe things are different? Yes, because obviously, of course, like, K-pop is a form of music and sports is, well... sports, right? Like, of course they're going to be different. But the one thing that both, you know, activities have in common is this intense relationship and love between fans and the group, between fans and singer or player or sports team. You get what I mean? Like, this intense love is something that you only see in, you know, very intimate and very intense relationships. Like, I think we could honestly say, as a K-pop fan and also as a sports fan as well, I'm sure sports fans will say this as well, you know, you go through emotional highs and emotional lows, right? Like, the emotional highs that you can experience from seeing your beloved K-pop group go through tremendous accomplishment and fame is absolutely euphoric, you know? And, you know, anything bad that happens to them is obviously going to be just devastating to such a devastating degree. And, you know, in sports, it's very much the same as well. It's just a roller coaster of emotions at times. And it can arguably take years as well with the way sports works as well. And at the end of the day, like, it's kind of mad to think that we, as fans, or as humans, but rather, like, feel this way for what is really, at the end of the day, a leisure activity. It's a hobby. Like, K-pop and sports have another thing in common in that they're both forms of escapism. And through that escapism, you know, both hobbies or both leisure activities have, you know, created passionate fan bases because of that. So with all of that being said, when we go back to Mera's video, I think with all of this in mind, right? Like, I think, you know, people could say that this era right now is the last era of K-pop, great era of K-pop, because of one simple reason. People are burnt out of K-pop right now. And it's for a very simple reason. It's because many people look to K-pop to escape from the sorrow and madness the past 2 years has caused. Like, I think for a lot of people, and I know I've already said this already, like, people who are K-pop fans leaned on the music, the industry, and the genre for comfort, right? And I mean, honestly, like, I would totally understand why people would do that, because I mean, especially during 2020, like, I feel like K-pop was one of those few industries, or at least this only genre of music, where things felt normal. I mean normal in the sense that, you know, K-pop is still doing its thing that it's always done for years now. And even with the pandemic, it didn't really change as much, at least visually, in terms of the final products that you see in music videos and comebacks. Like, all of that didn't change, right? And I think because of that, I think a lot of people just leaned on that fact. And it led people to just consume K-pop even more than before. And as a result, it is leading to a lot of people burning out. Now, I think you could arguably say that this isn't necessarily the industry's fault per se. I mean, like I've already said already, like, the industry hasn't really changed much in terms of how they operate. I mean, granted, look, they've been affected by the pandemic like everyone else has, but in terms of the way they do things, it hasn't changed much outside of not being able to do concerts. And, you know, it, as a result, has led people to just consume K-pop more than ever before. And it has just created a situation where people just have I think in some ways, I kind of experienced this as well, but just a sensory overload of K-pop all day, every day, which has resulted in a lot of people feeling this way. And it's a rather unfortunate situation, and something that I think isn't necessarily the fault of the fans or the industry anyway, or the industry for that matter. It's just rather a consequence of the circumstances that we are living in right now. And I should emphasize in saying that we really don't have much control over that as well, outside of things that are, you know, outside of our, I mean, you, myself, and your like control anyway. So, you know, there's all of that. But before we move on into this interesting rant, hopefully it's interesting for you guys at this point, we are going to take a break. So we'll be right back after this ad break, where I will continue my rant, or at least my thoughts on this topic. So see you in a bit. Okay, we're back. So before we went on break, we talked about a potential reason as to why people feel like this era of K-pop is the last great era of K-pop. And we talked about how, because of the situation that we are living in at the moment, a lot of people feel very burnt out of the genre due to just a sensory overload of just consuming anything that's come out of the industry in the past 2 years. Now, granted, this might not be everyone's reason as to why people feel this way, but I think if you do feel this way, there is definitely a lot to think about. And I think for one, I think the big giant question, I imagine, if you're, especially if you're in this situation, would be, what on earth should you do if you are in this situation, right? Because, I mean, for one, like, I think it's a very unfortunate and very sad situation to be in. And obviously, of course, like, you don't want to be sad, right? So I think you would want to find a way to get out of this situation. Now, I think one good way to try to, like, attend to this situation as best as you can is to do something that seems simple but might actually be difficult in practice. And that is to take a step back from K-pop. Now, right, I'm not necessarily saying that you need to step back from K-pop completely. Now, there's really technically nothing stopping you from doing that, and you could do that if you wanted to. But I believe you don't have to completely walk away from it. And instead, you know, you can basically have a stance where you can enjoy K-pop on your own time and on your own terms, you know? If you get what I mean? Like, for example, like, I think for a lot of, like, especially the passionate, hardcore K-pop fans, which I'm sure is a lot of us, right? I'm sure you make it, like, you make sure that you are up to date with everything that happens in the industry. If not, at the very least, your group and your biases and the people that you like. Like, you keep up with everything that is to do with them. Now, I think taking a step back means that you don't necessarily have to do those things all the time. Like, you don't have to stop supporting your biases and your favorites, but you can kind of just take a step back and just, you know, just listen to their music when it comes out. Like, you don't have to worry about all of the extra things that all K-pop idols do. And you can just enjoy the genre on your own terms. And for me, I've actually quite benefited from this a lot. I mean, when I look back in, like, the past 6 months or so, I mean, for me anyway, like, I had to take a break from K-pop and K-dramas and from podcasting in general because of things that have happened last summer. If you know, you know. But during that period, like, I think I did kind of take a step back from K-pop. Not because I wanted to, just more of, like, I kind of had to because I had to focus on other things. But when I eventually came back, like, I just felt so reinvigorated to listen to K-pop again, if you get what I mean. Like, I think just having a break just did so many wonders for me in a lot of ways. And I think if you're in the situation, I think it might help for yourself to do something like that. Because it, I think just having time away just makes your mind and your emotions just crave the feeling that K-pop had, that gave you before, again. You know what I mean? Like, it makes you want to experience those emotions again in a very reinvigorated fashion when you do something like this. Which is why, you know, I would more than happily advocate for people to just take a step back and just, you know, just reflect on the things that you love the most about this genre and just focus on it, you know? And, you know, I think also, especially if you're worried about if your group is just producing stuff that you don't really enjoy as much per se, there is still always that option to go back to the music that you like from a particular group. Like, there's always that option. Like, it's always there. It's always, it's on the internet forever, you know what I mean? Now, granted, like, look, you can only do that for so long, but, I mean, it is an option, if you get what I mean. So, there is that option there. Now, another option is, well, this is something that I have done already, but it's to basically have other hobbies and do them. Like, if you have other hobbies that is outside of K-pop, just go for it. Just go and do that. Just go and focus on that for a little bit and then come back to K-pop later. Like for me, right? Like, at least with this podcast anyway, I focus on both K-pop and K-dramas and the occasional K-movie as well. So, because of all that, I inevitably kind of have to pay attention to other hobbies as well. And, you know, because of that, I do have to kind of take a few steps back from K-pop, especially when I have to focus on other things. And that in of itself isn't necessarily a bad thing. Like, I think it's healthy to have multiple interests and multiple hobbies to do, because sometimes, hey, like, it might not necessarily be the thing that you're doing that is bad, but your mind just feels really tired of doing it, and if your mind and body is telling you to do that, it probably just means you just need to take a break and just go and do something else. And I think if you do that as well, it can definitely help you 100%. Like, take it from me, right? Like, I know I've already said my circumstances multiple times on this show already, but I have multiple hobbies. Like, I do other things that aren't necessarily related to K-pop and K-dramas. And arguably, they're not even related to what we're talking about today, since I'm, like, a sports fan, for one. And that's, like, a completely different world to what K-pop is. So, you know, really, what I'm really trying to say, really, by saying that you should take a step back and do other things, is to just live your life, you know? And honestly, like, Mara said this in her video as well, where, you know, she advocates for you guys who might feel burnt out to just live your life, take care of yourself and your mental and physical health. And look, sometimes I know, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, things like K-pop ultimately are such a small facet of your life. Now look, I'm not saying that K-pop is not important. It's definitely important to our lives. I mean, for God's sake, like, I'm making a podcast talking about this very thing. It's obviously important to me. But really, like, what I'm saying is, like, sometimes there are things even larger, even bigger than K-pop or K-dramas or any of our leisure activities or hobbies. You know, like, sometimes we just have to do what is necessary to take care of ourselves. And I think, especially nowadays, I think that sentiment is so important now more than ever because of everything that we've been through, especially in the past 2 years. And I think if there's anything that you could say about this is that, you know, sometimes at the end of the day, sometimes your health is more important than your hobbies. No matter how much you love your hobbies or your leisure activities. And while that decision to maybe, like, take a step back might be very difficult, it might sometimes be the right decision and something that might end up doing wonders for your relationship with your hobbies, with K-pop or K-dramas or whatever, and it might pay off big, big dividends in the long term. So, you know, it's just something to keep in mind, you know what I mean? But anyway, on that note, that concludes this week's episode of the podcast. Now, I know this episode is on the shorter side, and granted, this whole episode is kind of more like a opinion piece, really, about this entire subject, but I hope this topic, and also Mara's video as well, was interesting and thought-provoking for you guys, and I would love to know what you guys think about it, because I genuinely have a lot of interest in what you guys think about this, because it's genuinely a very, very interesting topic, and I would love to know your guys' opinion. So if you guys have any comments or any thoughts on it, be sure to comment on our social media when this episode goes live and when it gets posted on Instagram as well. So be on the lookout for that when it comes out. But in any case, wherever you are in this gigantic world of ours, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the K-Poporama Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode, and be sure to tune in to another episode next week. But until then, this is Gian from the K-Poporama Podcast, signing off. Take care and have a brilliant weekend, everybody. Peace. Bye-bye. Aloha. Take care. Take care of yourself.